The Franchise Geeks present Social Geek Radio. Hello, geeks. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. This episode is brought to you today by Social Joey and Naranja. Today is episode 7 of season 10. And I've got a quick favor to ask. If you like what we're doing here week after week, please go to the iTunes store, leave us a review, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Okay, today we're going to talk trends in digital marketing for franchises with Alex Porter. He's the CEO of Location 3, a digital marketing agency based in Denver. He's a certified franchise executive with the IFA, and he joins us right now on Social Geek Radio. Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jack. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us. And before we dive into solving all of the world's problems in digital marketing for franchises, give us a little backstory on yourself.
Sure. Very coincidental that it is the number 7 and 10 are associated with this episode, as that happens to be my birthday. So it must be fate or something.
There you go. It's about your half birthday now. So happy half birthday.
Thank you. Brief background on me. Well, I've been involved in digital marketing for the past 16 years now. So I'm definitely an old dog in the space. Got my start when I connected with our founder, Andrew Beckman, at a concert here in Denver. And he said, hey, come work with me. The internet's going to be big. And lo and behold, he was right.
Okay. I have to ask you, what was the concert?
It was a Soul Live concert at the Lodo Music Festival, which
nice
anymore. But it was, we both went to University of Maryland, East Coast guy from Baltimore originally. Living in Denver, Colorado, very active and involved in the franchise space. We started working in the franchise community in 2008, was our first franchise client. And we've been growing and expanding what we do in that space ever since.
So you work with a lot of pretty sizable franchise systems. What's the biggest problem or maybe the biggest challenge that the CEOs and chief marketing officers are telling you about these days?
I think the biggest challenge that we're seeing that we're collaborating with them to try to solve is really franchisee involvement in marketing. A lot of these franchisors have in their FDDs that franchisees should be spending, but there's not a lot of ability to make sure that they are actually spending in their local marketing groups or in their local marketing areas. So it's a twofold problem. One is to make the franchisee understand the importance of spending dollars in market. Mm-hmm. And then it's how to make that easy, transparent, so that they can ultimately feel it in the revenue. I see that kind of across all the systems that we work with right now. The more mature ones, the ones that are used to spending money locally, really get it and they're engaged and they want to do more. Some of the younger ones are trying to kind of find their way into it. But I think that's kind of the number one challenge that we're seeing is just how to engage the franchisee with their local marketing.
And it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy too, because if they're already doing what they should be doing and spending at least the minimum and probably more, you know they're going to be, or you and I know, they're going to be the successful ones, right? They're the ones bringing in all of the revenue for the system. So it's really those who are struggling a bit who are also the ones who are not spending the dollars, and then it becomes like a policing situation for the
brand. Yeah, and then that kind of creates a little bit of a tension between the Zor and the Z, but
yeah,
these tactics work. And so it's a big part of our role is to provide education to the franchisee to help them understand how paid search works, how paid is different than organic, how a boosted post is different than a direct response ad, and just provide them with the vehicles to be able to make it really turnkey. So at Location 3, we have a platform called Local Act that is the franchisee platform, and it's really a turnkey platform. So all we provide there really is reporting, the ability to respond to reviews, listen to calls, but we don't actually ask them to do any management of these tactics. It's pretty much, hey, this is what we're going to do. This is the recommended budget. we are completely software as a service. We're going to do all the service for you. And then you can come in there and see the results and see how much you spent and be 100% transparent on what those costs were. And then ultimately they're going to feel it in their revenue at their location and then put more money back into marketing, get more revenue. And then that's a good cycle for us.
Nothing helps a local business owner spend a little bit more on their advertising than having some success and realizing that, oh, wait a second, there is a return on this. So,
right.
So yeah, let's pour a little fuel on that fire.
Yeah, absolutely.
You mentioned paid search. So let's start there when we're talking about trends that you're seeing for this year. Any major changes or trends happening with Google that your customers need to know about, or maybe everybody in the franchise industry should learn about?
Sure. I think the biggest one and it's relatively recent, so I'm not sure exactly our opinion on it. But if you have a Google account, an AdWords account, you may have received a message in the last few weeks basically saying, click this button and Google will manage your accounts for you. I don't know if you've seen that. But
I have not, so tell me more.
So basically... What they're saying is, hey, you focus on your business. We'll manage your accounts. We're going to use our machine learning. As long as we understand your goals and your budget, we'll do all the fine tuning for you, which is pretty interesting as an agency, right? So if I'm a small business owner, I'm probably okay with that as long as the results are good and I can see them and understand them. And this is something that's been talked about in the space with Google as long as agencies have existed. Like, is Google a friend or a foe to the agency? What we find is at the franchise level is you can leverage all the tools possible that Google has or DoubleClick has, Search Ads 360 as it's called now, but you still need that human element, that support, that education.
Yeah.
Someone says, hey, my ad's not showing up. Why not? They want to talk to somebody. So if I'm a franchisor, franchisee, I still understand the need for that support and education. And we're leveraging these, probably the same tools that Google is leveraging on their own. But it's definitely a trend to look out for in terms of what is the technology that these platforms are providing to, whether that's Facebook or Google, that are making these accounts self-sufficient. And then where do we as the agency, provide value? Where are we adding value if the management of paid search and paid social is becoming more and more automatic?
Yeah, it sounds to me like what you're describing with Google is the version, their version of the Facebook boost button, where sure. I don't have to know anything. I don't have to think. I don't have to be a marketing expert. I can just hit that big blue button and magically I'm advertising, and it's not a very efficient way to do things. It's not a very smart way to do things, but it's a way to do things. So yeah, maybe that's where that's going.
It's the easy button for digital, which,
yeah,
is like I said, if I'm a small shop spending a little bit of money, I would probably, and you know, I can't go and use a platform out there that is going to charge me 40-50% markup on these fees. And that's what a lot of the SaaS platforms that are looking at small businesses, that's the kind of the markup that they put out there. That's definitely not scalable in a franchise system. That doesn't fly.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something that, I always think of it as the convenience store of marketing, where you know, it's like dropping into your really local convenience prices. Store to buy, you know, a 9-pound small can of coffee. Not efficient. I just wasted a whole bunch of money, but I didn't have time to do it the right way.
Right.
So while we're talking paid search, I think the biggest thing that everyone is still looking at and not sure where it's going with the major players is voice search. How do you see that affecting the franchise industry in 2019? And, you know, where is it going and what should we be looking out for?
Right. Voice search. Everyone's favorite topic of the past year, I feel like.
This is the year. It's really going to happen. No, well, really.
Here's the thing with voice search. So it's certainly happening. I mean, I use it all the time. My kids use it exclusively. My parents use it exclusively. But the problem is right now is there's no real way to measure it. The analytics providers, the Google Search Console, Google Analytics, other platforms, there's very limited information that we can glean on how much traffic to websites or search results is coming from voice. So we're a little bit still flying blind. You can do some workarounds to say, oh, these types of queries are more likely voice and this, that, the other. But we're definitely putting the cart before the horse in many ways of trying to do this. So what we do is just best practices, right? It's okay, let's, now that we know that this is a trend, it's not going away, we have to build our websites and our informational queries and content on the site to be more voice friendly. So shorter kind of information, wanting to answer questions, those sorts of things. I mean, the fact that my big prediction for this year is that Bing regains some more relevance because of it powering Amazon Alexa voice search, and that they actually come out with some kind of product that they will be able to monetize, but you would be able to control in terms of what shows up. Because right now it's a definite crapshoot in terms of what shows up for voice. But there's this huge opportunity out there. And I'd be kind of shocked if somebody doesn't try to monetize that in some way, shape, or form.
I like that prediction a lot. I think the connection there with Bing and Alexa is, you know, there's definitely something there that's got to happen within the next year.
Yeah. But we said that last year.
Yeah. Right?
The frustrating part for us is there's just a real lack of information around what is actually happening and what the impact is. So, you know, our advice is just we understand what the best practices are out there. And, you know, there is schema to put on your page. There's it's just best practice for website architecture for the most part, and just continuing to do that. And that's kind of the best we can do at this point.
You know, it could be that we're still in this infant stage of learning, or I should say consumers are at this infant stage of learning where voice search, like you said, with your kids or your parents, it's still really just, you know, finding a song or playing music or, you know, something simple like that. And we're learning how to interact with voice search. And once consumers get to a certain level where they're actually good at doing voice searches, then it's really going to matter as far as businesses go.
Yeah. I mean, just this morning, we actually got one of those Google bikes from the Google Partner Program. They like give you like rewards. And so we got it the other day, but it didn't have the bike tires were flat. So I literally talked to my phone, bike pump near me, Target down the street popped up, saw that they were open, clicked on the link. It said that it was in stock. And right after I get off the call here, I'm going to walk over and get my bike pump so I can ride my Google bike around the office. I mean, that's.
Okay. So now what you have to do is you've got to take a picture of that. So we can show some images with that, with this podcast.
Okay. Yeah. I will take a picture of us, of me riding around.
Awesome. So let's talk a little social media, Facebook and otherwise. Any trends you're seeing this year or maybe within even the next few months that you're talking about with your customers these days?
I mean, Facebook and Instagram. So we really focused on paid for that. We are seeing some pretty phenomenal results with that right now, whether that's at the B2C side or the Fran Dev side, trying to sell new franchisees into the platform. I think the one thing that is continued to be of interest, and I'm not sure how this is going to all shake out kind of from a Pandora's box standpoint is that the Facebook pixel takes a lot of credit for conversions. And, you know, we're trying to educate our clients at the enterprise level about what attribution is, and trying to do that at the franchisee level is a scary thought process. But yeah, for us, it's even scarier to show a franchisee, okay, you spent $100 and you got, you know, 20 leads and 10 were from Facebook and 10 were from Google, but then they say, no, we only got 6. And we're like, okay, right, because both of them took too much credit.
Right.
So I think that is something that is a little bit difficult. You know, we validate everything through analytics and DoubleClick. So we have a few different measurements. And then obviously the client CRM at the end of the day is the last bastion of truth. But I think with social, that's something that is going to be a problem potentially, unless they tighten up a little bit around how much credit they take for some of these conversions. But we are seeing it work really well despite that. And we're also seeing, if you have social and search on at the same time, your search conversion rate improves significantly because of, and this is not scientifically proven on our end yet, although we are trying to collect more data around it. Paid search conversion rates improve with a paid social program in place.
Interesting. So you're seeing a lift when you're doing both paid search and paid social. The sum of the,
it for sure.
Got it.
And I think also Facebook does recognize that franchises and small businesses are a huge market for them. And they are starting to create some more tools around that. You know, nothing that we know has been released, but I think that they are catching up a bit to, Google in terms of bulk management tools and that sort of thing, which is crucial for us to be able to do. It's a lot of manual lifting for us still right now, where and then I think that's some that also kind of ties into fees and how much you have to charge for it, because it is so manual at this point.
Right. We'll be talking about a lot of these things coming up at the International Franchise Association annual convention. Any special plans that you guys have there, or anything that you're specifically speaking with franchise executives about?
Yeah, we love the IFA show. I love to just kind of connect with, you know, associates like you and new people. We're playing off our name, Location 3. We have 3 separate booths. We're kind of triangulating around the bar area.
That's a good place to be at this show.
Right? One is going to be really focused on the enterprise level strategy that we provide. So really working with the national team on kind of promo dollars and SEO and listings management and analytics and data. The other booth is going to be really focused on Local Act and our franchisee platform. And the third is just going to be a lounge area. Google's actually going to be there, so you can get a chance to talk to Google directly.
Oh, very cool.
And we're thinking about putting in an oxygen bar or something kind of kitschy like that. Just make it be kind of the franchise lounge. But no, that's kind of our plans. Love the IFA, really enjoy meeting with folks. And really what I'm there to talk to franchise executives about is just our kind of somewhat unique approach to this space. There's a lot of folks out there that work at the franchisee level, offer paid search and social and those sorts of things. And there's some bigger agencies that are offering the kind of the enterprise strategy, the national buys and things like that. I think we're somewhat unique in that we do both. Mm-hmm. We do both sense to have the local and the national together in one spot. So we're doing a lot of programmatic TV buys and programmatic video and getting into a lot of fun stuff, and being able to tie all that together in some great data and understanding, and really saying, hey, this is how everything is working together, is been fun to watch that growth over the last year or so.
Excellent. Well, I look forward to learning a little bit more and spending some time in your lounge with the Google folks.
Absolutely.
At the IFA near the bar. So we'll see you there. One quick note, we're welcoming a new sponsor to Social Geek Radio today. It's Naranja, who we will also see at IFA 2019. Naranja's franchise management software helps grow your business and ensures brand consistency through lead management, central operations and communications, field audits, and local marketing. Naranja is working with over 300 franchise brands and has added 200 brands in just the past 2 years alone. Be sure to see Naranja at booth 320, that's booth 320 at IFA 2019, for the launch of Emacs Pro, which includes auto text replies to new franchisee prospects. Learn more at naranja.com. Naranja, simply succeed. All right, Alex Porter, thank you so much for joining us today. If people have additional questions for you or they want to connect or learn a little bit more about Location 3, Local Act, any of the above, where can we send them?
Easiest thing is just you can shoot me an email, aporter@location3.com at location3.com. Obviously, visit our website. You can find that there. Look me up on LinkedIn. I tweet occasionally, Porter1632, mostly about sports and franchising.
Okay, cool. We'll put all of those links and places on the Social Geek Radio website as well, so we can link out to you there. And we will see you very soon in Vegas.
Absolutely. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for joining us, and good night, everybody.